Blog Talk Radio.
Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show and welcome, welcome, welcome. 516-531-9483 is our number to the show. That's where you can call in and listen live to the show, or if you'd like to make a comment or give your opinion about today's episode, just press the number one on your keypad. And that will alert me that you would like to be on the air. And I will put you on the air. Now, one thing about being on the air is that don't think about the people who are listening behind me. And I'm saying behind me because it's just you and I. It's like you and I talking on the cell phone. It's like you and I talking to each other on the cell phone. Okay? Now, I'm a very friendly person. I'm not going to bite you. You're not going to get bitten. Okay? So call me. Let's talk. 516-531-9483. Today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA on duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA on Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether you have personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, corporate accounting, and even IRS issues, the professionals at CPA on Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. And please, don't forget to mention that the Frank Williams Show sent you. All right? So, again, thanks, guys, for tuning in, and here we go. Now, before I get into today's episode, well, let me do this. Let's go ahead and get our weather out of the way. Right now, it's 39 degrees in the ATL. We're looking at a high of 58 today, low 36 tonight. Tomorrow, partly sunny, 60, low 44. Saturday, partly sunny, 71, low 59. So it looks like that Saturday may be okay for you to get out in the yard and do a few things and then put some steaks or something on the grill on Saturday. Okay? It looks like it's going to be a very, very nice day. 71 is going to be on Saturday. Partly cloudy skies, but you can deal with that as long as it doesn't rain. Looks like rain on Sunday and Monday, okay? So that's what you have as far as weather over the next few days. Let's look at the word of the day. Today's word of the day is lugubrious. Lugubrious. L-U-G-U-B-R-I-O-U-S. Lugubrious. Lugubrious. Lugubrious is an adjective, and it means mournful. M-O-U-R-N-F-U-L. Mournful. Especially exaggerated or affectedly mournful or dismal. So lugubrious means dismal. Okay? Dismal or mournful. All right? Good word. You guys can grab that and use it however you like, okay? Now, again, before I get into the show, I wanted to talk a little bit about, I don't know if you guys have heard, but there was a young black man who was killed. Not sure what state it was. My daughter just gave me this information. He was killed and he was shot by police because someone reported that someone was in the neighborhood, in their neighborhood, breaking windows. Okay? Breaking windows. Y'all hear that? Breaking windows. And then supposedly, they said he was hiding in his own backyard. Okay? Okay. I'm going to hide in my backyard. I've been breaking windows. Okay? I've been breaking windows. But obviously, you know where I live. So you told the police he's hiding in his backyard. How do you know I'm hiding in my backyard if you don't know who I am? Okay, I could see if you say, tell the police, he's hiding in that house, you know, in the backyard of that house right there. But you know it's his yard. Okay, so they found out that it's his yard that he's supposedly hiding in. Now, the way that they saw him was from the helicopter. I'm like, okay. Now, you have a young guy, who was supposedly hiding in his backyard, supposedly breaking windows, and you're gonna put the you're gonna put a helicopter up for a guy who's breaking windows. Doesn't sound like a murderer. Doesn't sound like somebody who broke out of prison. But you're gonna put a helicopter up for someone who was breaking windows. Okay? And then now, so the police finds him in his yard, in his backyard, and he has a cell phone in his hand, which I guess they thought it was a gun. So they shoot at this guy 20 times, 20 times, and killed him for breaking windows. Okay? A young black, unarmed man was killed by the police for breaking windows in the neighborhood. Shot at him 20 times and killed him. How does that equate to justice? How does it equate to justice? And until they start to, you know, put these police officers on trial, send them to prison for killing people, it's not going to stop. Okay, I tell people all the time, give in to the police. If you didn't do it, give in to the police. Now, I know some people, you know, try to give in, but the police do crazy stuff anyway. But hopefully, 9 times out of 10, you know, you won't get hurt if you give in to the police. When you know you haven't done anything wrong, why not give in to the police? Why not? Now, I don't know if he was trying to give in to the police or not. I got to go read the full story. But just based on the story that my daughter read to me, this seemed like terrible, horrible injustice. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. You guys can call in. And let's talk. Today's episode is entitled, Your Friend Lied to Your Face. How do you handle them? Okay. And what I want to discuss is just a couple of ideas that I know on how to handle that for you. Now, I've been lied to before by a friend. Yeah, I've been lied to before by family. I've been lied to before by a stranger. But the way that you, to me, the way that you handle a friend that lied to you is to confront them about the lie. Is to try to, you know, not just outright say, man, you lying. You lying through your teeth. Some people do that. You know, some people have that personality to do that. But unless it's something that, for me, if it's something that I know is a lie, then I might say that. I might say, hey, you're lying through your teeth. I might say that. But if I think they're lying, then I'm going to ask them a couple of questions. When did that happen? Why did that happen? Who did it happen to? How do you know that person? All this type of stuff are things that get the right things to come out. Because people, you know, a lie can only go so far. So if you ask them questions about that lie, who, what, when, why, where, they probably going to slip up at some point. Just like the guy who was sitting off the bums or whatever in Texas. The police was after him. They was collecting evidence. Then all of a sudden, he goes to take a package to FedEx. It explodes. Now they're going to do investigate that scene. Then they look back at the video cameras to see who brought in that package. And then they find it. And then the coward blows himself up inside his car when they catch up with him. Yeah, I call him a coward because now, because he doesn't want to go to jail for what he's done. So he kills himself. That's a coward. You know, you see stories about double homicide or whatever you call it, and someone kills someone and then turn around and shoot themselves. I don't know the exact legal term for it, but that's a coward because they don't want to go to jail and serve their time and do their time for what they did. Okay? That's just like someone on the internet that you know, I get maybe 1,500 emails a day. Some of them from the same people, but they say things that aren't good. I don't read all of them, of course, but they say things that aren't good. They're cowards. They probably wouldn't say that to my face. But they'll see it behind the computer. So when you find when you sit there and a friend lies to you in your face, and you know they're lying, you pretty much have to cut them off. I say, yeah, Frank is my best friend, though. Okay. You're also their best friend. Or they may not call you their best friend, but you call them your best friend. So you think you're their best friend. Frank, I don't want to, you know, cut my best friend off. We've been friends for 20 years. That's all the more reason to cut them off because we've been friends for 20 years. What makes you think that you have to lie to me about something? We've been friends for 20 years. And you may have lied to me before, but I didn't know that. But now you're lying to me now, and I have to black you out. What's the difference between a small white lie and a huge lie? What's the difference? Okay, is this the stature? Is this the stature of the lie? One of them is small, but it's still a lie. The other one is big, but it's still a lie. So there's no difference. A lie is a lie. So you have to cut them off. And Frank, what if it's my husband? What if it's my wife? Well, you can't cut them off like that, but you got to start to realize that when they say something, they're probably lying to you. And how long are you going to take it? How long are you going to take that lie from your husband or your wife? How long are you going to take a lie from your husband or your wife? How long? I don't know how long you've been married. I don't know. You may say, "Oh, okay, Frank, I've been married for 5 years. Okay, I'm going to take this lie, and I'm going to take him lying to me for the next 5 years. Then I'm going to cut him off, and we're going to get a divorce." How do you figure that out? When you find out your husband or your wife, what do you do? What do you do? I don't know. You have to confront them about it and try to get them to not only tell you the truth, but not continue to lie to you. And that's the whole thing. That's a part of the trust that we have with each other. Hey, don't lie to me to my face. Wait till I turn around and walk away. You know, don't lie to me, allow me behind my back. But things happen, right? Friends may lie to you. Some friends. You don't expect it, but it happens. And all you can do is walk away. And be like, okay, you're gonna lie to me about this, and then next you're going to lie to me about this, and next you're going to lie to me about this, and next you're gonna... We're going to have a pile of lies here in a little bit. I have a pile of lies here in a little bit. Now, certain lies may cause you to may cause you to do something that you wouldn't have done if you had known the truth. That's why you have to get away from that person. And they say, Frank, why you don't call me anymore? You used to call me every couple of days or whatever. You don't even call me anymore. Don't turn around and lie to them about why you don't call, because that puts you in their shoes. Just say, hey, you know, after you lied to me about such and such, I just need some time away from you. That may be the same thing that you do with your husband or your wife. I found out you lied to me, so we just need a little time apart. Okay? We just need a little time apart. You don't have to lie to people. You can tell them the truth. What are they going to do? Beat you, slap you, kick you, bite you, stab you with a fork? What are they going to do? So you do your best. People, do your best not to lie to your friends. Try not to lie to your best friend. And hopefully your best friend is your husband or your wife. Don't lie to them. Say, well, it wasn't really a lie. It was just kind of bending the truth a little bit. When you bend the truth a little bit, it turns into a lie. Because the truth is straight on, right? And then you think about a stick. You got a stick that or you think about a pipe. You got a pipe that's straight, okay? A copper pipe is straight, all right? And then you bend that copper pipe at the top a little bit. Now it's not straight anymore. So when you got the truth is straight. So when you bend the truth a little bit, it's not going to be straight anymore. That's the same as a lie. Okay, that's the same as a lie. So you know, try not to lie to your friends. Because if your friends are like me, if they find out that you're lying, you may not have that friend anymore for a while. Okay? Because I will back away and not be in contact with you for a while. I'll do that. And I'm not saying cut them off totally, yada, 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 but I am saying back off. Back off for a while. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Well, I thought I had a caller up on the show, but they seem to not want to talk anymore. But anyway, 516-531-9483. But when you were growing up, you probably told some lies. I know I told a few lies when I was growing up, and there was one time when I told my mom a lie, and she found out it was the lie, and you know, I may have gotten the worst whooping that I've ever had after that. And you know what happened after that. I couldn't lie to her anymore because the consequences were far greater than the consequences of telling her the truth. Right? The consequences were a lot greater than telling her the truth. Okay, did you break that bowl? Yeah, I broke it. You know, it wasn't in there good, so when I opened the cabinet, it fell out and hit the floor. It broke. No problem. We'll get another one. But you say, no, I didn't break it. You know, tell him my brother broke it. I think he broke it. You say he didn't break it. But I think he broke it. Then you find out that he didn't break it. So who broke it? Oh, okay, I broke it. Then, when you bend the truth a little bit, it's a lie. So after I bent the truth a little bit, she found out that it was a lie. So I got a whooping. And I don't know if I call, when I was growing up, whoopings because, more like beatings because my mom didn't play. She wanted you to feel what she was dishing out. And she wasn't a little petite lady. She was like 5'10", 5'11". And, she wasn't skinny at all. She wasn't fat, but she wasn't skinny. Nice, shapely lady. But she put that whipping on you, man. And you didn't want to do that again. So that's the whole deal. But you can't put a whooping on your friend because they told you a lie. So that whooping turns into just non-communication. That's what you have to do. Just back off. And then when they ask you why, you tell them. You lied to me about, getting tickets to that concert. You lied to me about that. I thought we were good, but you lied to me about that. And you end up going to the concert anyway. And you know how much I love Prince. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff that gets you to back away from that friendship. When friends lie to you. 516-531-9483 is the number to the show. Like I said, I had a caller up on the show from my list of callers. They had pressed the number one on their keypad, I guess, and they were up. But when I got ready to click on their number, they were gone. They weren't. I won't call them out. They're still on the show, but we're going to let that go, okay? Anyway, I have a million things to do today. I got to get going. Hey, I love you guys. Thank you guys for listening in to the show. I had a good friend of mine, one of my coworkers that worked with me, that gave me this topic. I appreciate that. Any of you guys who have a topic or something that you'd like for me to touch on, throw out there to the audience and listen to them touch on it, whatever. Just send me a message or if you see me, say, Frank, I want you to talk about this. I want you to talk about that. And I usually ask people if I see them and they talk about the show give me a topic. Give me something I can talk about today. And they usually do. So I appreciate that. I appreciate that topic, and that was pretty good. So, hey, you guys have a great Thursday. I'm going to get out of here and run some errands and do my thing. I hope you guys have a great Thursday. And remember, we are one day from the weekend. Tomorrow's Free-for-All Friday. Hey, you guys, You can call in tomorrow and talk about whatever you want to talk about. It doesn't have to be something that I have up on the show. You know, I could be talking about politics. You can call in and talk about sports. That's how Free Fall Friday works. Hey, guys, take care of yourselves. This is Frank. I'm over. And I am out. See ya.
You kids get to bed, I get the storybook. Y'all tucked in? Here we go. Once upon a time, not long ago, when people wore pajamas and lived life slow, where laws were stern and justice stood, and people were behaving like they ought to good, there lived a little boy who was misled by another little boy, and this is what he said. Me and you tonight, we're gonna make some cash, robbing old folks and making the dash. They did the job, money came with ease, but one couldn't stop, it's like he had a disease. He robbed another and another and a sister and a brother. Tried to rob a man who was a DC undercover. The cop grabbed his arm, he started acting erratic. He said, keep still, boy, no need for static. Punched him in his belly and he gave him a slap. But little did he know the little boy was strapped. The kid pulled out a gun, he said, why'd you hit me? The barrel was set straight for the cop's kidney. The cop got scared, the kid he thought to figure, I'll do years if I pull this trigger. So he cold dashed and ran around a block. Cop radios into another lady cop. He ran by a tree, there he saw the sister. Shot for the head, he shot back, but he missed her. Looked around good and from expectations, he decided he'd hit for the subway station. But she was coming and he made a left. He was running top speed till he was out of breath. Knocked an old man down and swore he killed him. Then he made his move to an abandoned building. Ran up the stairs up to the top floor. Opened up a door there, guess who he saw?
Who?
Dave the dope fiend shooting dope. Who don't know the meaning of water nor soap, he said.
I need bullets, hurry up, run.
The dope fiend brought back a spanking shotgun. He went outside, but there was cops all over. Then he dipped into a car, a stolen Nova. Raced up the block doing 83. Crashed into a tree near university. Escaped alive, though the car was battered. Rat-a-tat-tatted and all the cops scattered. Ran out of bullets and he still had static. Grabbed the pregnant lady and pulled out the automatic. Pointed at her head, he said the gun was full of lead. He told the cops, back off, for honey here's dead. Deep in his heart, he knew he was wrong. So he let the lady go and he starts to run on. Siren sounded, he seemed astounded. And before long, the little boy got surrounded. He dropped his gun, so went the glory. And this is the way I have to end this story. He was only
17.
In a madman's dream, the cop shot the kid. I still hear him scream. This ain't funny, so don't you dare laugh. Just another case about the wrong path. Straight.